All right, I'm here with another Teardown interview. Today I'm talking to Bob Jenkins from the Lead Pages team. Bob, how's it going?
Doing great, Brian. How are you?
Doing good. So thanks for joining me. There are not many people in the audience who don't know what Lead Pages is. Obviously, they're a huge suite of marketing tools at this point, but, you know, mostly based around lead pages, you know, landing pages and whatnot. But, you know, we're not going to go so much into what Lead Pages is, but I'm curious to know what your role has been at Lead Pages and how long have you been there?
Yeah, so I'm actually customer number 43 Lead Pages. So I've been here as a customer since the first week that it was launched as a pre-sell, and have been a fan of Clay Collins way back in the day before that. And then about 2 years into it, after teaching Lead Pages independently to my own coaching clients and business folks, I joined Lead Pages officially in September 2014. So I've been here a little over 2 years. I'm now the education content manager, which means that I manage a team of people that produce the webinars, podcasts, as well as the courses that we produce. And I'm also involved kind of laterally with our blog content and get to see the inner workings of that on a weekly basis as well. So that's, you know, I got my fingers in a lot of different pies here at Lead Pages, all around getting business owners the ideas that make businesses move forward with digital marketing. And we use a lot of content in order to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm talking to the right person then. So, you know, they are, you got, like you said, you know, you guys publish so many different pieces of content and different areas, and you kind of have different focuses. I think probably compared to some of the other interviews in this series, you know, the systems and the funnels that Lead Pages has set up are probably a lot more complex, that really probably much more complex than most businesses need. But, you know, when you grow to the level of where you guys are at and established, you know, to this point, you know, it makes sense. So I guess I want to kind of try to unpack all the different parts of it. So we've got like the blog, we've got webinars, podcasts, video courses, all sorts of like eBooks, a ton of different stuff. I guess I'm just from a high level, how do you think about all that? How do you organize it? Like, where is most of the energy pointed these days?
Yeah, well, the first thing is we always point our energy towards what the result is that we want to get, right? So we're looking for monthly recurring revenue, annual recurring revenue of our software product Lead Pages. We have other things for sale, like a certification program. We have other courses for sale, et cetera. But at the end of the day, our number one goal with any piece of content is to get somebody to sign up to have Lead Pages as their landing page and lead generation software, and or to have them upgrade. So with that in mind, we then work backwards thinking, okay, what are some of the barriers that our small business audience is running into right now? How can we help solve that? So sometimes they're really wanting to get into Facebook advertising. So if the barrier is I want to get Facebook advertising as a better way to generate leads, to generate sales, what's a real good minimum effective dose of training that we can give to people that leads them to join our list and gets them to understand that landing pages are a very essential piece of the Facebook advertising process. So we might come up with a checklist. You know, here's five things to make sure you get right on your Facebook advertising campaign. We put it out as a blog post. If we see there's traction, or we know just from our own experience that there's more to be done, then we might do a webinar about that. And maybe Tim Page or myself will get on a webinar. We'll plan out for about 2 weeks ahead of time what that webinar is going to be. About a week ahead, we'll promote it. And then during the event itself, we'll obviously teach, you know, 90 minutes of content, during which we'll say, hey, if you want your Facebook ads to really ramp up, you're going to want to have Lead Pages software. If we still see traction from that, or we have some other aspect of what people are really running into, then we'll develop it into a course. We'll either do it as a quick virtual workshop, which is a one or two part webinar series that will give us a bonus for buying Lead Pages, or what's more likely the case is we'll produce a larger course that's, you know, maybe multiple modules, maybe 10 modules or so, 2 to 4 hours of content, and then we'll release that for free with the idea that they can download the content instead of just viewing it online with an email address. Mm-hmm. And then again, that will then lead to generating a sale. That's, you know, and we do have a Facebook course on, you know, that I just walked you through. We do have a course like that, and we have multiple blog posts, podcasts of interviews, et cetera. And it's always about what are our customers running into, what are our non-customers running into that would turn them into customers, and how can we make sure that the solutions are addressed from a strategic and from a knowledge way to get them on the list and turn them into customers.
Got it. So I do want to dig into like, how do you find those topics and those areas where, that are really, that will really resonate with small business owners. Before I get into that, you know, again, we're hearing so many different things going on, a webinar, video course, blog posts, mini courses, you know, I'm wondering how much of this stuff is systematic, repetitive, like every week we do X number of blog posts, or every quarter we're doing a course, or every month we're doing webinars, versus how, let's do a one-time thing. Like, hey, we saw a lot of action here. Tim Page, the team, we get together like, hey, let's plan this and this. And that's what we're going to do this season. And maybe we'll do something next season, but we're just going to like, how do you balance between like the systematic stuff and the one-time stuff?
Yeah, and I think it's a great point that you're mentioning that there is complexity to what we're doing. We're in our fourth year coming up of being in existence, so we have a team now. The whole company is 165 people. The marketing team itself is 25 people. But if you did rewind to when we started, we had 2 people, then 3 people, then 5 people, and everything that we're doing is simply adding on a channel and adding on a person who can deliver that channel. So before I answer your question, I just want to mention that one of the things Clay set out to do at the very beginning that he continues to do is, instead of hiring a salesperson, he hired a content producer. So instead of trying to, you know, push out outbound sales and things like that, it was always about creating content that someone who is a master delivering content through a particular channel, Tim through webinars, Jeff Wenberg through videos, Kat Von Rohr through blog posts, et cetera, that became the impetus and the engine. So although we do have a lot of things going on, it started with one thing, and then think of it more like a fractal. Like, it was just a little spin, and then we added a little bit more bandwidth, and we spun it up a little bit more, and then we spin it up a little bit more. And wherever you are in your business, so that you, those of you that are watching, if you're a one-person shop, then you pick one of these channels. You don't try to do all five of these channels at one time. You pick the one that you really dig into, like video or podcast or blog post, and go from there.
And these are all really...
Right now what we do is we have...
Well, yeah, I was going to say, all these different channels that you're talking about here, they're all different forms of content marketing. So Clay and the team, and you guys have kind of continuously doubled down on content and going after inbound leads rather than investing in sales teams and more of the outbound stuff. And by doubling down on content, you're talking about like bringing in a video specialist and adding that channel, and then, you know, a podcast specialist, adding that as a channel, that sort of stuff.
That's right. So as far as how we come up with which topics to talk about, we listen. You know, we have a Facebook group. Clay, myself, several other members of our team are involved in other Facebook groups, like Internet Marketing Super Friends, for example. There's a bunch of other ones where they're not specific to a particular brand necessarily, but they're a place where people are discussing challenges. And they're asking questions all the time. Who do you use for this? I'm running into this with this particular marketing technique. What should I do? And so we listen to those types of questions. We look at our own internal subject matter experts, and we say, hey, we know how to address that.
160 people. You guys have some expert on almost everything in there. So
exactly. I mean, we now have a PR person. We now have an event producer in-house, you know, all these things. So we can do just about any marketing topic. We have somebody here. So then it's a matter of a trial balloon, you know, floating out a question in our Facebook group or out, you know, for our individual channels of LinkedIn, et cetera. Hey, you know, do you have any questions about X, Y, or Z? And if we get a lot of responses, then we're like, cool. We might write a blog post. That's usually the first thing that we do is we create a blog post, and we do produce blog posts about 4 or 5 days a week. So we have a blog editor, Daphne Sidor, who does a fantastic job of arranging the different writers on the team and pulling in, you know, outside guests like yourself for, you know, you've been on ConversionCast as an example. And so we do produce frequently. But when we're thinking about these longer term, you know, centerpiece content that we would then revolve an entire campaign around, that's where we might float it first as a an initial blog post of, you know, steps to do or secrets to know or build my business around X, and then show off a campaign and just listen and see what resonates with people, what get the responses.
Got it. All right. So if I'm understanding this correctly, you guys kind of treat the blog as a little bit more of like an exploratory place where you're publishing on what, like a daily basis at this point?
Monday to Friday, usually not on the weekends.
Okay. So that's just a lot of article-based content that needs to go out. And I guess the topic and the research for those kind of comes from a general feel of the audience being involved in these communities online and things. But, you know, it sounds like you're putting the articles out there as kind of a feeler to see, all right, of like 5 articles a week, you know, 20 new articles a month, which ones are kind of bubbling to the top as the most, as gaining the most response when you put it out there. And then that dictates where you go with the larger campaign investments like webinars and courses. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, that's one approach. And we do that. I would say that's a once a week blog post is going to be treated that way. Just to be clear that once a week, one of the types of blog posts we will do, or at least once a month, is we'll do a roundup of all the best landing pages we've seen. Another one would be the best lead boxes we've seen. So it's not always like high level thought process of content that we do every day. So, you know, to scale it back a little bit, it might be one day a week that we're actually producing a piece of content for the blog that's going to then turn into something bigger. But with all of the content that we produce, whether it's an interview or a guest or whatever, we're always listening and seeing the comments and questions. So even though a piece might be written not as this sort of trial balloon, it may be the case that the responses tell us, hey, there's something here. But intentionality is very important, right? So you want to be intentional about the content you produce. If you already know something is needed, then produce it. But if you're not quite sure before you go and spend, you know, 3 months, 5 months creating a course, you know, put it out as a blog post first and listen to what people are asking about.
Got it. So on that note of like intentionality, how much of this stuff is structured? You know, we're talking about hanging out in Facebook groups and looking at comments, and it sounds so casual, but in a company of 160 people with very specific marketing objectives, like what does that actually look like? Are you guys doing weekly meetings, and or how are you organizing different ideas, and how are you tracking which topics are gaining more traction than others? Like how do you actually look at that stuff?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for one thing, we do have someone on staff who's looking at analytics through Google all the time. So he's running reports on what our highest traffic is. He's connecting those with goals inside of Google Analytics to get revenue per piece of content and then per keyword and all that kind of stuff. So we do have some, you know, significant analysis going on a regular basis. So if you can, like you yourself learn or someone on your team learns how to read Google Analytics reports, set up goals, sets up the backend on your website to know like when a sale happens, you know, attributed the right way. We do have a production meeting every week. So we've got about 15 of us in that production meeting. That includes the guy from Drip, who is also involved in this program that you're running. And it involves, you know, our PR person. It involves our main lead designer, who's going to have to keep track of whether or not infographics are needed or some other type of thumbnail images might be needed. We've got our automation person in that meeting. So the automation person is keeping track of how many emails are we actually sending out to all of our people on our list, so we don't like overwhelm everybody. We're keeping track of you know, who's going to need to be who's going to need to be alerted to the new content that comes out. So we're using Drip to segment out where the content's going to go, so that even though we're producing 4 or 5 pieces of content a week, we might only email that out to an individual person once. Mm-hmm. So that kind of is part of the mix. We're often having a discussion afterwards. So once a month, we'll have a meeting of our entire marketing team where we'll look back and see, hey, this was the content that drove the most revenue, which is the ones that drove the most opt-ins. And then we'll have our SEO guy say, cool, well, here's some more keywords we're seeing pop up. Here's some more stuff that we're seeing pop up. We do have a social media manager, myself. That's not me. It's Sarah Tessin is the woman who does that. But myself and I'd say 5 other members of the Lead Pages marketing team are pretty heavily involved in the Facebook group on a daily basis. And then everybody on the team kind of checks in on a more random. But I put it on like Monday. This is something I'm doing. And then every day I'm doing at least a half an hour answering questions, checking on what people are looking for. And then the rest of the, you know, my time is more in the course creation stuff and things like that. But does that help with the systemizing kind of cluster of what we're doing as well?
Yeah, I think that starts to paint a picture. That's really helpful. There are two more questions. Like I just have like so many questions I want to dig into, different directions I can go. Because you guys do so many different things. But all right, so one I want to get into is promotion of new content. So once something has published, whether it's a blog article or a podcast episode, I guess you treat those a little bit differently, but what's kind of the process that you go through to promote and distribute a newly published piece of content?
Yeah. So, and we're always learning, by the way, for this stuff. So what I'm about to share with you is stuff we're doing, and we're always experimenting and trying out new things as well, and learning new things. So one thing that's very important to us is we actually use Google Sheets to manage the calendar of all the different content that's coming out, all the different types of channels that we're doing. We have a section for the blog. We have a section for webinars. We have a section for affiliate partners. We have a section for PR. So we're able to see, like, Monday through Friday, here's what's being done. So it's very important, you know, that you have some kind of system where you're not bunching up stuff too much and then having these big gaps in time when you're not promoting content. So with that in mind, we then look, okay, what else are we trying to do? Do we have a new feature coming out? Do we have something else that, from a product perspective, we're going to want to promote? And then we fill in the gaps with the content itself. And if we know ahead of time, like Black Friday, when we're doing this recording, Black Friday is coming up in just a few days. So about 2 weeks ago, we mapped out, okay, if Black Friday is going to be a big promotional window, how can we generate some interest in content creation that's going to lead to more people wanting to buy. Mm-hmm. So today, right now, while we're doing this, a blog post is going live about doing end of year promotions and things like that, and how to take advantage of Black Friday with better landing pages or whatever. And we're giving away a couple templates and stuff like that. So it's all mapped out towards some kind of a sales goal that we want to reach, or some kind of list building goal that we want to reach. As far as other forms of promotion, you know, we have social media, you know, pretty heavily involved with any promotion that we do. So our graphics department will create a thumbnail or an animated GIF that will help get attention. And then we put that out as a manual post. And then we use Hootsuite and Meet Edgar. I'm not sure which one Sarah's using more right now, but one of these types of automation tools to help with the routine of something. So if something is evergreen content, she puts it in like on a every 2 weeks or so rotation, the tweet will go live again. Facebook, you know, it's going live on our lead pages, Facebook page. It's going live in our lead pages Facebook group that we have, because we have a lot of people who are all either Drip, Center, or lead pages customers who are trying to see what else is going on. And then if it's a PR type thing, then our PR guy, Josh Purdy, will, you know, ahead of time try to reach out to major publications and say, hey, something's coming out.
Right.
We
like
recently
this
released.
Like, this is more news oriented.
Exactly. Yeah. So twice a year or so, we try to create a industry report, like we just did the entrepreneurship report from Drip. And Josh was able to then get it into Inc.com and Entrepreneur Magazine and all that kind of cool stuff, Huffington Post. So things like that, like there's a system to decide where to reach out to. We do heavily rely on our email list. So we're always generating leads for every piece of content that we have, using content upgrades, some other stuff that we can talk about too.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, like, you know, lead pages, like a well-known brand that's so well established with a huge email list, huge presence on social media, Facebook groups, Twitter following. I guess you don't really have to rely so much on like the scrappy kind of tactics of whether it's like influencer outreach or going into targeted mm-hmm. external communities and kind of promoting content there. These are things that maybe a startup would do. But at this point, you know, when you're blasting it out to many thousands of people, it can kind of get that traction a little bit faster on its own. Is that right?
Yeah, it does help. It does help. So, you know, we're never, you know, taking for granted the idea that we do have a substantial email list to send out to. And we encourage business owners, like, you know, those of you that are watching this, the number one thing you should be doing with your content is turning it into leads, so that you can have your own asset of a group of people that you can communicate to. But we are always doing Facebook ads. You know, we're doing Google AdWords all the time with new content. We're boosting posts. We're not boosting posts inside the page. We're doing it inside of the, you know, the Facebook editor. So if that makes any sense to those of you watching, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I got some some training for you that's free that I'd love to share. But the point is that when it comes to stranger marketing, which I think is very important to understand, that there's a lot of cold market people for you to reach out to. Facebook ads and Google AdWords are still very important for us, as is doing things like this. you know, you've been involved as a partner of Drip and Lead Pages and a, you know, community person for a while. And so having communications like this where I can come to your audience and you can introduce Lead Pages to them is great. And we do that. We have a very active partner program. I think we've got 5,000, 6,000 people that are active affiliates right now. Mm-hmm. So that helps as well. So we'll send out an email to our affiliates and say, hey, we've got some really cool content coming out, a new course, new webinar coming up or whatever. Here's a good chance for you to share that. And of course, we do reward that with an affiliate commission if sales are made.
Very cool.
So yeah, warm stuff to our own list, cold market with Facebook ads, and then kind of the middle ground is reaching out to partners to leverage their audience as well.
Excellent. So you said at the very beginning that your number one goal is to grow customers for the recurring revenue product. Yep. the core Lead Pages product. Of course, you guys have multiple other products, you know, now with like Drip and Center, and we could, you know, maybe get into a bit of that, how you manage different properties with content and marketing. But just coming back to that basic goal of getting people to, I guess, start a free trial and then buy Lead Pages. What can you give us some sort of like picture of what the back end of your marketing funnel looks like? I know that it's probably very sure. complex with different paths, but what's a high level overview? Like basically what I want to know is how does somebody go from being a complete stranger, cold traffic to discovering Lead Pages, probably through like a promoted post or something or a referral from a friend, enters mm-hmm. their email address, say for a content upgrade. And like, what happens after that?
Yeah, really, really great question. So our goal is to get them on a paid plan. We don't have free trials at the current point. We do have a 30-day guarantee window. So just to clarify from that yep. part of your question, I don't want to give people a false impression and then have them
my mistake.
Where is this? That's okay. We may in the future, you know, by the time people are watching this, it might be the case, but I don't really know. But here's the main point. So we are using Drip. So you had a chance to learn from the Drip guy, or he's coming up in the program. Drip is a really cool program for email marketing automation, and it works under the idea of workflows. So every piece of content has a very, very simple workflow. The workflow is the page, tag them, give them the thing, exit the workflow. So yes, the back end of this is going to be very complex, but the first thing is a very, very simple workflow just to let us know in our system, where did this person come from? What kind of content did they sign on for? Do they answer a question on the opt-in form that tells us how big their list is or how many people are on their team or, you know, what kind of industry they're in? And then we can then segment the rest of the process based on that. Mm-hmm. Then they go into a nurturing sequence depending on what they've asked for. So if they signed up for a webinar, that workflow might have a couple of extra steps of like if they are going to get a replay or not. If they haven't bought yet, do we still give them another chance to buy? Those types of things. So there's some steps in place to email anybody who's downloaded or accessed content and reminds them what was so good about that content. And then steps them into, by the way, if you want to do what I just taught you easier, you're going to want to become a Lead Pages member. If they still haven't become a member yet of Lead Pages, then they go into our master workflow, which that does look like a giant Christmas tree mm-hmm. that just has all kinds of cool little pathways in it. But at the end of the day, everything's based around the goal of did they become a customer. So we might send them in the follow-up sequence a campaign based on whether or not they said their email list was a certain size. If they said it was bigger, then we might send them a list of things that goes towards our blog post to talk about agency stuff or how to do a migration, you know, these types of things. When it comes to, you know, using Lead Pages, we're talking about getting people to understand how much their website being stale is affecting their business. So we'll send them content around, you know, different types of landing pages, why they're useful. We have a brand new landing page course, for example, that just came out. So that's being interjected into this mix. So we're just continuously sending more content. We're sending more content, more content, more content. We're inviting them to the weekly webinar that we do every Wednesday and Thursday. And then if they still haven't become a customer, we just repeat the process until they unsubscribe or they go away.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, and I know that there are a lot of kind of bells and whistles that happen on the side, but at the most basic level, cold person comes in, and I guess it starts with the topic that they initially opted in for. So let's say it's a content upgrade email opt-in on a blog post that was about Facebook ads. From there, they're going to get a follow-up sequence with more content about Facebook ads? Is that?
Yeah, it may only be 1 to 3 messages, but within that window of time, you know, if it's a course that we spend a lot of time on, and I'm the producer of those courses, so I get a little bit possessive about how much I want to get attention for those particular things from the people who ask for them, we'll do a 2 to 4, 1 to 3 or 2 to 4 message campaign to make sure they consume it.
And messages might be like links to other blog posts or podcast episodes, or what would those?
Yep. Yeah. Or even a hey, you know, if you haven't really gotten started in this, because we can tell how much of the course people have looked at, right? So if we can tell that they haven't really opened the course much since they initially downloaded it, the emails are a reminder. Go back into the course. Hey, you might want to look at module 4 if you're interested in X, Y, or Z. And then there is some content that we're, you know, putting back online, but it's usually initially the first couple messages is getting them to consume the course, getting them to consume the course, getting them to consume the course.
Got it.
And then buy lead pages.
And so if they still that's my next question is like how and when do you present an opportunity to buy? Like is the next step to get them into the weekly webinar where they'll get pitched on the product, or is it just kind of an email message, hey, try lead pages, or what does that look like?
Yes, it's both of those.
All of those.
All of those. In the course itself, we will demonstrate lead pages as part of the way to do campaigns. So we're pitching in the course itself. In the first email, we'll maybe pitch it as a PS. It'll be very light, but it'll be present. We're not going to wait until 10 messages down the road to say, oh, by the way, we have stuff for sale. Because we know that the solution that we have, you know, shouldn't be hidden. So we're like, here's the strategy. We've got the full course, PS, to make sure your life is easier and get a lot of the tech handled, you know, use lead pages. Then the second or third message will be a repeat of that, with maybe the third or fourth message an actual pitch with a reminder of what, if there are any bonuses or there's any, like, you know, deadline that might happen. Because a lot of times we'll, as you may know, we'll put a deadline on a course promotion to sale. So day one, you get your course. You have 3 days or 4 days to buy lead pages and get a special set of bonuses that are just for people who downloaded that course. Mm-hmm. So we have countdown timers on the landing pages, you know, stuff like that going on. But the rest of the campaigns, if they leave that and they still haven't purchased, which, you know, as you can imagine, is more people than who do buy, just the nature of online sales, then we're going to be giving them additional ways to learn. But you're absolutely right. The next thing that we're trying to do is get people on the weekly webinar. Of all the pieces of content that we do, our weekly webinar that Tim Page runs, I do on occasion when he's sick or having a baby or something else is going on. But that weekly webinar is where everybody gets their main questions answered. We're able to show another set of strategies about what's important about digital marketing. And oh, by the way, to make this easier, you know, buy lead pages. I want to emphasize this last point here real quick, in that all the content that we produce is always, as well, as much as humanly possible, it's designed around the idea that the strategy is independent of using lead pages. That you can do this whether or not you're using our product or some other product or no product, but something is important for you to know and understand as a digital marketer, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur.
Right.
But if you want to make your life easier, lead pages is going to save you a bunch of time, a bunch of money, a bunch of headaches, et cetera. So even the webinar is like that. The webinar is not, sign up to the weekly webinar so we can sell you lead pages. It's sign up to the weekly webinar so we can teach you some really cool stuff.
Right.
That lead pages will make it easier for you to do.
Makes sense. Yeah. Very cool. So let's see, where can we kind of wrap up here? I guess one thing that I'm wondering about is, what have you learned in these last couple of years, and what has changed when it comes to content marketing? And, you know, here we're recording this near the end of 2016. You know, a lot of people will be consuming this in 2017. What's kind of on your radar as something that's working pretty well right now, or something that you want to get more into going ahead? So that's a couple of different questions all in one.
Yeah.
How has it changed, and what are you looking ahead when it comes to content marketing?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. One is what I like to call centerpiece content still works really well. So you may not know what this is right away, but there's an evolution in your content production where you're going to understand and discover that there's one thing, or maybe it's a handful of pieces of content that you create that really knocks it out of the park. And it may be something simple, maybe something more complex, but the response you get from your audience, the way that turns into sales or turns into shares or whatever, you may not know what that's going to be, You know, it's really hard to like go viral on purpose, right? But there's something that's going to just
press the viral button. That's it.
Just press the viral button. But there through the experimentation of doing this, you're going to find there's some kind of content that's like, that's the thing. And when you find that out, you want to put as much assets and energy towards it, whether it's advertising or making it the centerpiece of your affiliate program for what you want to drive traffic to, et cetera. That's going to be an important part. The second thing that I would say that's continuing to work is the webinars. So there's been this trend for the last few years of doing recorded automated webinars. We've delayed doing that, and we continue to delay doing that because we know the interaction and community that's there on a live webinar just significantly improves the overall experience for everybody. The people who buy during those webinars tend to stay longer as customers than people who buy on a replay. You know, there's just a lot of different factors on it. So we are kicking and screaming towards automated replays. We do them on occasion for our advertising campaigns, especially for people who are overseas in time zones that are not, you know, conducive to 2 p.m. Central Time, which is when we primarily do our webinar for lead pages. So that's continuing to be important. Live webinars are continuing to be very important. As far as new things we're experimenting, we are experimenting with different webinar platforms. We've been using GoToWebinar for a long time. We're experimenting with Demio. We're not quite sure how that experiment's going to go, but we've tried a lot of other things. And every time a new thing comes up, GoToWebinar continues to win. So just be willing to test out different platforms of the marketing tools that you're using. So that's another thing that's important. And then we're doing a little bit more this year on outreach in 2017 on outreach for things like this, where we're going to be a module of a course or we're going to be on other people's podcasts. Tim's been doing that quite a bit, but as a team, there's a lot of really smart people on this team that we want to be able to have go out to other experts who have their own audiences, and we can give, you know, a 45-minute conversation or something to add value to their courses while driving some traffic back towards the Lead Pages suite of products. So that's one of the things we learned. We were reminded of that by Laura Roeder of Meet Edgar, who spoke at our Converted conference in the fall that we do every year. And she mentioned that, you know, of all the things that she ever did to grow Meet Edgar, showing up on other people's podcast was the most leveraged thing that she did, and it helped her to really focus. So we're taking a page out of her book and doing that a little bit more. And meanwhile, you know, we still produce the content that we've done on a repeat basis, the weekly webinars and things like that.
Yeah, it's true. That guest content, like being a guest elsewhere, is so powerful. I did that myself with guest articles early on, and in these past couple of years, just being a guest on podcasts. I mean, that to me, with Audience Ops, that's been like the number one driver of new customers. Like, how'd you hear about us? Yep. I heard you on a webinar, you know, or I heard you on a podcast. I mean. And very cool.
Yeah, because it does such a great job of giving you links back, which help with your SEO for the long term. You get the third-party validation. You know, you're introduced to a lot more audience members than you probably could reach yourself, et cetera. And I have one more tip about that. And, I don't know if you have more questions, but one more tip I have is if you are doing content for other people, I'll do a little soft pitch to one of our products that we have here at Lead Pages called Lead Digits. You can go on to someone else's podcast or an interview like this, and you can give out a lead digit, which is a really simple way for you to give people access to some more content. So if you're here in the United States and you text the word content to 33444, so the short code for the United States is 33444, type that into your little number for the text message, who's going to receive it, and then the word you send is just content. I'll send you my Facebook advertising course we talked about and the landing page course that we talked about completely free, just to, as an example of how to use something like this to generate leads and also to connect with your audience, whether you're speaking in front of an audience or you're on a recorded thing like podcasts or courses. If you're outside the United States, then, you know, Brian will have it in the show notes of a link to come over to check it out, because the short code only works in the U.S. for this particular number I gave you. But make sure that you're working with that. That's a great way for you to always turn the content into a list builder for you, even if you're showing up on somebody else's website.
That's ninja right there. I mean, that's how the pros do it, you know. And it's so true, like having that backlink. Don't just point that to your homepage, point it to, you know, some additional piece of content that's relevant to what you've been talking about. I love the idea of going with the mobile text message. I mean, if you're listening to a podcast in the car, I mean, obviously you shouldn't be texting and driving, but right. but when you're out and about, like, it's not the easiest thing to get to a computer and enter your email address somewhere. But if you could text something to get that content upgrade or that bonus, that's so powerful and just, you know, gets people into your ecosystem that way. So, yeah, I mean, so many nuggets here that people can kind of go back and dig into for sure. Bob, thanks so much for taking the time. This has been, you know, really, really valuable. Obviously, you guys can go check out leadpages.net. And where else can people connect with you?
Yeah, I'm at Bob the Teacher everywhere. So Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, put in Bob the Teacher, and you'll find me. I'd love to hear what you thought was the biggest gold nugget of this particular training that we've just done. And then if you've taken action on it, which I hope that you do, send me a note. Let me know what kind of results you're seeing. We do a lot of customer trainings as well. So if you wind up deciding that Lead Pages is a good tool for you, jump on into our weekly coaching calls, jump on into our webinars that we do for customers, and let's just make sure your business is rocking and make sure that the content is doing the job for you. I love the program that you've put together here, Brian. I really appreciate being part of it for you.
Well, thanks a lot, Bob. That's awesome. All right. Take care.